smaller ones that you can throw. But that was a good example of the amount of punch you can pack with your current mana limit. With a higher mana cap, channeled spells such as that can grow even more powerful. He rubbed his chin. I suppose you might be able to think up some ways to use firebombs more creatively if you combine them with other spells someday. Think about that as you progress. I will, I said with a nod. I began to sit down to meditate, but Darian raised his palm to stop me. Wait a minute, he said. I want you to cast another firebomb. I glanced up to the small sliver of blue in my status indicators. I'm down to my last bit of mana. Just a small one with whatever mana you have left. I stood up straight and shrugged. I had nowhere near enough mana to cast a normal-sized firebomb, and I wasn't sure what purpose a measly nugget could serve. Again, I focused on casting firebomb, and energy began forming in my hands. Within a second or two, my mana was drained, but a small firebomb, barely a third the size of a baseball, was in my palm. I glanced up to Darian and raised my eyebrows, a silent indicator that I was tapped out. Okay, that'll do, Darian indicated. Now, gently place the firebomb on the ground. Don't throw or drop it, however. Here? I asked as I began to kneel. Darian nodded. That's fine. I lowered my hand slowly to the grass and started to let the ball roll off my palm. Gently, Enos cautioned, warily eyeing my movement. When the ball was safely on the ground, Darian and Enos both took a step back. Now, move away from the blast radius, Darian commanded. I stepped back several feet till I was confident that I wouldn't be hit by the tiny bomb. If you place a firebomb somewhere without impact, it won't detonate unless it's triggered, Darian explained. But you can shoot it with one of your projectiles, giving you the ability to create bomb-like effects in unexpected places. Like a trap? I asked with a grin. Darian tilted his head from side to side as he considered the word. I suppose it can act as a trap, but unlike a real trap, a firebomb won't last if it's not detonated quickly. Between 10 and 30 seconds, a firebomb's energy will dissipate. He pointed towards the tiny bomb on the ground, which was starting to grow lighter in appearance. Notice how the magic is already fading away. Enos stuck his hand out and shot a fire blast at the tiny bomb, causing a small explosion and bits of dirt to fly in the air. Darian and I ducked, covering our eyes.
Enough with this, Enos barked. Let's get on to magic resist training.
I groaned as I uncovered my eyes and I looked at the tiny crater that had been left by the bomb. Magic resist training. Ugh. It had been a few days since I joined the Mage's Guild, and most of my training with Darian and Enos had gone toward repeating my basic spells over and over, meditation practice and magic resist. Magic resist training was the worst. Maybe we should skip resistance for today, I suggested. Enos shook his head.
We just need 1%, Gunner. Don't be a wimp.
I gulped, closed my eyes, and sighed. All right.
Go on, Enos ordered. Get in the water.
I began to pull off my robe and other gear.
Are you still carrying that damn bow? Darian asked as I unfastened it from my back.
He beckoned his hand towards him.
Let me have a look at it.
I'm just hanging on to it in case I need it, I said as I walked over to Darian and handed him my bow.
The quiver, too.
What do you want to see about it? I asked as I unfastened the quiver and handed it over as well. Darian grabbed the quiver by its strap and hurled it forcefully in the air.
Hey, what the...
I blurted as I watched the arrows spill out to the ground and the quiver ultimately splat in the water of the pond. Darian gripped my bow by each end and slammed it across his knee, snapping the wood in two. I jerked my hand towards the bow reflexively, but the damage was already done.
What the hell, man? Why'd you do that?
Darian threw the broken weapon a few meters away and it flopped weakly on the ground.